FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hamas has called on Palestinians to stay in their homes after Israel issued sweeping evacuation orders in Gaza. The Hamas Authority for Refugee Affairs Friday called on residents of the north of the territory to remain steadfast in their homes. Israel ordered the evacuation of northern Gaza and urging people to head south. 7 days since the Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. is moving quickly to boost Israel's military.
Within hours of the attack, the U.S. began sending aircraft and warships to the area. The U.S. is also expediting the shipment of munitions and interceptors for Israel's fight against Hamas. The move reflects U.S. concerns that the deadly fighting between Hamas and Israel could escalate into a more dangerous regional conflict. The weapons and munition will serve as a deterrent for Hezbollah, Iran, or others from taking advantage of the situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, in Washington Thursday night, a group of representatives held a candlelight vigil on the Capitol steps for Israel. Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz closed out the gathering with a Hebrew saying for Israel.
There's an expression in Hebrew about Israel living forever. So I want to close by saying, Am Israel Chai. Thank you so much.
Embattled New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez facing new indictment.
Menendez is now charged with acting, along with his wife, as a foreign agent of Egypt between 2018 and 2022. The indictment reads, quote, among other actions, Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt. The charge comes on top of allegations less than a month ago that Menendez accepted bribes from Egypt in exchange for his political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
More at townhall.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A member of the Dallas Cowboys' first Super Bowl title-winning team has died.
The Dallas Cowboys say former running back Walt Garrison has died at the age of 79. He played 9 seasons for Dallas in the NFL and was a member of the 1970 Cowboys team that lost the Super Bowl and the 1971 squad that won it all the following year. But it was his career as a steer wrestler in rodeos that made him the ultimate cowboy. Garrison said in an article posted on the NFL's team website that he played football for the paycheck, but rodeo was his first love. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Nick Castellanos became the first player to hit multiple homers in a consecutive postseason games, leading the Phillies to a 3-1 win and the NL Division Series title for the second straight year. They will play the Arizona Diamondbacks on Monday. Harrison Butker and the Chiefs held off the Broncos 19-8 Thursday night. SRN News. Might this be what she's smiling about, the Mona Lisa giving up a secret?
Scientists used X-rays to examine the chemical structure of a tiny speck of the masterpiece. They found the oil paint recipe Leonardo used as his base layer to prepare the panel had its own distinctive chemical signature, a rare compound, plumbonacrite, confirming what art historians had previously only hypothesized, that Leonardo most likely used lead oxide powder to thicken and help dry his paint as he began working on the now celebrated portrait of the woman with the enigmatic smile. I'm Ben Thomas.
A man charged with stealing ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz is expected to change his plea to guilty at a court hearing Friday. The 76-year-old was indicted in May on one count of theft of major artwork from the Judy Garland Museum in her hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, back in 2005. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 40. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 46. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 40. Overcast skies. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Showers possible both days. To recap, lows level off around 40 overnight. High of 46 tomorrow. Lows level off around 40 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 43.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today,
it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this.
I love it and it's great.
98 Q Country.
It ain't broke yet, but damn it. needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock?
Bailey Zimmerman, Rock and a Hard Place. Well, NASA was going to launch something up to a rock for the stars. They had to squash that mission because of weather. I'll tell you about that.
And there we were in the back of that old C-71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio's playing. I was hanging like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that shabby baby. You were growing, I was throwing stars like confetti. Stars like confetti.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I got turned around in some little town I'd never been to before, working my way through a middle of June midnight thunderstorm. There was something in the headlights that stopped me on a dime. Well, she was scared to death, so I said, climb in, and then she climbed. Tear in her blood-stained shirt. She didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't have to. I knew what had happened to her. I didn't load her down with questions. That girl had been through enough. I just threw it in drive, looked in those eyes, and asked her where he was. I don't know.
Place I sent him to.